I'm quoting from a recent article in the November-December 2017 issue of Foreign Affairs. The vast shadow of Stalin the despot often hides Stalin the human being. He collected watches. He played skittles and billiards. He had a passion for books. Karl Marx and Lenin, of course, but also Russian translations of Plato and Clausewitz. Stalin's life was altered forever by the outbreak of total war in 1914, which helped precipitate the Russian Tsar's abdication in February 1917, and later that year, pushed by radical leftists led by Vladimir Lenin. Suddenly, the 39-year-old Stalin was a leading member of the new Bolshevik regime. He played a central role in the Russian Civil War and the creation of the Soviet Union. In 1922, Lenin appointed him head of the Communist Party. A month later, Lenin was incapacitated by a stroke, and Stalin seized his chance to create his own personal dictatorship inside the larger Bolshevik one. Stalin's wing came to be known to regime insiders as the Little Corner. Behind Stalin's working desk hung a portrait of Lenin. In a corner on a small table stood a display case with Lenin's death mask. And, unquote, I'm reading from the article, "When Stalin Faced Hitler, Who Fooled Whom?" Which should rather be subtitled, "Who Fooled Them Both?" And this is by Stephen Kotkin. Now, this is doubly suggestive. First, because stroke is one possible result of EMF assault. And Stalin, it seems, compared the death mask of Lenin with his photograph. Recall that in our September 13, 2015 show, in the audio excerpt, Bruce Lee's Body, we noted that an actor friend of Bruce Lee commented that his face in death was completely distorted. And we speculated that Bruce Lee was also targeted with the Global State's EMF weapon and therefore murdered by the Plato's tribesmen. So we already had been calling attention to the swellings in the body of someone EMF assaulted and murdered prior to the murder of Prince. Which is why we've been advocating for the right to our access to the police photographs of his body. We were particularly interested in the condition of his face. Was there swelling? We've been asking. Because an EMF death is associated with swellings of mucus in key places in the body. But equally suggestive is what the author says later in the article. Quote, "Over the years, people who were granted an audience with Stalin surmised that he paced to control his explosive emotions, or alternatively, to unnerve those in his company. Invariably, he would be the only one in the room standing, trundling back and forth, sidling up to people while they were speaking." And this could be, with the exception of the trundling, this could be written about me, for sure. And Prince as well, I suspect. I've read that he moved fast and often and didn't telegraph his movements. Continuing, "Only a few intimates knew that Stalin suffered nearly constant pain in the joints of his legs, which may have been a genetic condition or, I interject, EMF assault related. And let's not forget, Lenin likely knew about this weapon. Mark Twain did, because near the time of its invention, people talked about it. And Lenin had invited Nikola to come and work in the Soviet Union." I should have got that excerpt. I'll try to get it in and include it. Continuing, "Stalin suffered nearly constant pain in the joints of his legs, which movement partly alleviated. He complained of fatigue, especially toward the end of his long work days, and suffered from insomnia, a condition never acknowledged publicly. A tiny group of insiders knew of his infections and multi-day fevers and bodily deformities, including his barely usable left arm, the thick discolored toenails on his right foot, and the two webbed toes on his left foot. He suffered from regular bouts of diarrhea. And I comment, all of these ailments can be caused by an EMF assault. Pneumonia or flu can be simulated or derived from EMF bombardment as the chest and head floods with mucus. And my toes, minus the webbing, also can be described so. And I've wondered about that comment of Prince and Screwdriver, party toes. I'll talk more about that down the road. And as we've said, the global statesman of associated specific frequencies with specific physical effects and have been playing with them. Being able to cause diarrhea is one of them, as is causing the sphincter muscle to relax. This is one of the reasons I'm convinced that it's been reported that Prince hardly ate. These guys live to humiliate. Again, their early childhood traumas on display. And we're going to end our quote from that article there. If you are being targeted with an EMF weapon, you must move as much as possible to ameliorate or avoid it. This need to move around a lot, constant and unpredictable movement, and joint pain, etc., all can be caused by an EMF assault. Point being, we must establish in the material design of society freedom for every human being before truth can be determined by all of us, as Proudhon says, by all of us disinterestedly. That is key.